The word of the Lord is that we need to take the veil off today. The word of the Lord is that you need to be transparent with yourself and be transparent before God this morning. Because something's going to happen not even halfway through my message that God has instructed me that we're going to do. And God's going to move in a powerful way for you personally if you respond. But if you push back, then all you've done is you've gotten in agreement again with the enemy who's trying to keep you from a stronger and greater relationship with God. That's what he's after. The term bondage in our society resonates deeply. People are in bondage in so many lifestyles that are unhealthy in the church. People are in bondage to certain lifestyle habits in the church that are not healthy. They're not healthy physically. They're not healthy emotionally. They're not healthy spiritually. Some of those are things like, I can never change. This is just who I am. This is how I am. That is being in captivity to a bondage that you can't change, and the Bible says you can change. One of my favorites is, well, just get over it. That's who I am. That's how I respond to things. You don't like it? Tough. You're in agreement with a bondage because the Bible says you can be a different person. See, that's an unhealthy attitude that you're just going to have to take what I say the way I say it because that's the way I am. And if you don't like it, tough. Well, you've just said, I don't care about your feelings, and I'm screaming that I don't care about my family's feelings. Well, they're okay with that. No, they're not. It's a bondage. It's a captivity. It's buying into a lie that the devil tells you that you're right when actually you're wrong. And it's created a captivity and a bondage that becomes a learned habit through our families, and then they carry on and do the same thing, and they don't know why. Now, they're in captivity to the same bondage that you're in bondage to. Anybody with me so far? Bondage resonates with us. The bondage of having to be needed all the time. Man, that's captivity. I don't want to feel like I have to be needed all the time. Or that I have to be constantly built up. I need to have continuous affirmation that I did well. That's a bondage. That's a captivity. That's a lie from the devil, Satan, the deceiver, that you have to have that to be happy. Are you with me? It's captivity. Our joy is in the Lord Jesus Christ. So our journey today is about bondage. And the bondage, the captivity is in our mind. It's in our mind. That's where the captivity is. The great battlefield is the mind. That's the great battlefield. It's the mind. And when I think about captivity, when I think about bondage, I think about the reality that we don't recognize is that we have gotten into agreement with lies that are keeping us captive to that bondage. It hurts my heart when I hear somebody say, well, that's just the way I am. I want to scream at them, you don't have to be that way. Well, I don't want nobody to know me really well. Bad decision. Why did that word come forward today? Because God is saying, you need to be more transparent. You need to take off the veil and let God come all the way in and hold you. And place what He is in you. Amen? Nobody's excited about that? Let Him in. You got to take off the veil. I'm glad Rochelle didn't wear a veil coming down the aisle. I wouldn't have liked that because I like looking at her. What is it that we don't want God to see? God sees it anyway. He wants you to take off the veil and let Him in. Nothing drains the human heart and spirit more than being in captivity to a bondage. Now let me extend that to a further truth. Nothing drains those you love more than the captivity and bondage you're in. Well, they're the ones all in bondage. Did you forget where the mirror was? Maybe the bondage they're in, they would be set free from if they saw you free. And then it would be more recognizable what it is in their life. We can be in bondage to learn habits and ways of doing things and thinking. That captivity is in our mind. And it's the great battlefield. Joshua Selman said this, when your mind is in bondage, your life is in bondage. If your mind does not change, your life cannot change. There's something my dad used to tell me, I just hate it. He said, your problem is between your ears. And I wanted to argue back, no, it's not. And then he would say, yes, it is, because you don't listen to me. And I wanted to argue, no, I'm listening to you. But, you know, we grow older and we get wiser and we start figuring out some things. I had the Holy Spirit tell me one time, your problem is between your ears. I started having the same conversation with the Holy Spirit I had with my father. The truth was my dad was right. You know why? Because I wasn't changing. I really wasn't what? Listening. I wasn't hearing and responding in the manner that I should. Today the Holy Spirit said, take off the veil. Be transparent. Are we listening? Are we listening? 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5 says, casting down arguments, this is Paul speaking, casting down arguments, every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. Now he's telling them to cast down every argument. Well, I don't argue with anybody. Yes, you do. You argue with yourself a lot. In your mind, you argue. You argue with what you should do and shouldn't do. You're arguing about what God says to do versus what you want to do. Cast down what? The arguments. Who are you arguing with? It's the enemy's lies you're arguing with. And he says, cast them down. Anything that exalts itself against what? The promises and the Word of God. If the Word of God says you have the mind of Christ, then accept that you can have the mind of Christ. Quit accepting that, no, I'm just an old person who does strange things and I like to be rough and gruff. And you need to get used to it. Now, why not be an old person who speaks encouraging words that builds people up and the next generation comes along and they're different? Because you've accepted the truth in the Scriptures that you don't have to be that way. You're not in bondage to that. And he says here, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. We got to bring every thought into captivity to what? To the truth in Scripture. What does the Bible say? There's where a lot of the arguments take place. The Holy Spirit brings up something and you argue with the Holy Spirit about, well, no, not today. That doesn't apply today. When yes, it does, but what the reality is, I've bought into I can never change. I can never be a different person. I grew up in an abusive home. I just thought from this day forward, everything that goes down in my life is because of that, and I'm just going to be abused in all kinds of different ways. Nothing's ever going to work out. What had I done? I had brought myself into agreement with a lie, and now I was captive to a brand new bondage that lasted a long time. It's where, in my mind, nobody was beating me up anymore. But in my mind, if you didn't agree with me or things didn't work out for me, then you beat me up. Anybody with me so far? I shared 2 weeks ago, I was in captivity to the bondage of shame. But I had to make a decision when James brought me that note. And I read it. It was decision time. Was I going to stay in agreement with the lie, or was I going to get out of agreement with the lie? Now, I'm going to use a word with you that's not new to many of you. It'll be a rehearsing of things you know. For some of you, it will be new. When it comes to getting out of agreement with a bondage, and it's the word renounce. We need to renounce the lies of the devil that have brought me into captivity and bondage to something. I need to get out of agreement. And if I'm going to get out of agreement, I need to renounce it. Am I clear? If I'm going to get out of agreement, I've got to renounce it. And until I speak, it just sits there and rips away. I need to speak to it. Does the Bible tell us to speak two things? What does the Bible tell us? As we speak in faith, as though they are now, here's the rest of it. It shall be. But if you don't speak, you won't have. You got to speak. You got to renounce it. King James Dictionary says renounce, to deny, to cast off, to reject, to disclaim as an obligation or duty, as to renounce allegiance. We need to get out of allegiance with the devil's lies. You do not have to be always needed. You don't have to have affirmation all the time. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be the person who's always right. And the reason we think we always have to be right, there's because there's something there that we're in bondage to that causes me to do that because I'm trying to protect myself. Whoa. God said, take off the veil. God said, be transparent. Right now, in front of God, you got to be transparent. What is it that you need to address? What is it that's a bondage? What is it that you're in captivity to? There's lifestyle habits that are keeping us in bondage, that are not healthy, physically, emotionally, or spiritually, and they're not good for our families either. Well, they don't do what I do, but it's unhealthy for them because it's affecting you. We have to renounce the lies. Now, let me separate something here. Repenting is directed towards God. Renouncing is directed towards the lies of the devil. We don't want to renounce the Word of God or renounce God. We want to renounce the lies of the devil. What lie have we bought into? We don't like to sit back and say, I'm up there floating on most every morning in my devotional time. I don't ever, ever, ever buy into a lie. You're the first to stand up. We do. And I'm going to talk a little more about that in a moment and what we should do to help us stay on top of what the enemy's constantly trying to do. When we are renouncing a thing and getting out of agreement, getting out of allegiance, we are revoking that contradicts God's word and His promises to us. I am getting out of agreement with it. I am revoking it. We are making a decision, a formal declaration with our mouth to declare that I am no longer aligned with that lie. I had to make a decision that I was no longer aligned with the lie that I had to live with shame for the rest of my life. I had to make a decision. I had to come out of agreement with the lie that this is just the way it is. The Bible tells me, no, that's not the way it has to stay. The Bible tells me there's a better life. When we renounce something, come out of agreement with it, we are canceling the agreement with the enemy, deception, where he is leaving us in a place where we feel we're in a prison. And we've got to break the chains of bondage by renouncing the lie and get out of agreement with it. What is it? Talked to somebody recently that realized that they just need to get out of agreement with their habit, the habit they have. And they realize it just suddenly. They realize, you know what? I've just accepted I can't break this. And then I realize the Word told me I can break it. And I'm renouncing it and then I'm taking the steps of action needed to get rid of it. Here's the point in this moment of the service. I'm going to ask everyone to stand. The presence of God is real in this place, whether you feel it or not. It's not about feelings, it's about knowing in here. God has prophetically spoke to us that we need to take off the veil. We need to be transparent. We need to let Him in. As I've been speaking, I know the stuff was popping up into your mind. Maybe more than one thing that you need to come out of agreement with. Don't let the enemy continue to lie to you and say, well, it's not that bad. If it's controlling you, it's bad. If it guides and directs you, it's bad. If it's not God's Spirit. Right here, this moment, it's time to be free. Why should we wait any longer? Make that decision today to come out of agreement with the lie of the enemy. You know what it is. You know what that bondage is. You know what you're in captivity to. So right now, you just need to get along with God right here in this moment. I've shared with you truth coming from Corinthians that you need to take those thoughts captive. You need to get a hold of all that stuff that exalts itself over the truth and the promises of God in your life. And you need to renounce it right now. You need to renounce that bondage. You need to get out of its captivity right now. You need to speak to it. And you need to tell it, I'm no longer aligning with you. I am a child of the living God. And I don't have to be this way. I don't have to have this issue in my life. I don't have to accept this is just a family thing. No. Today it comes to an end. So right now, however you do that, whether that's outstretched arms, bowing on your knee, right now, come before God transparently. Open. Right now. Take the veil off. And take authority in the most powerful name in heaven and earth, the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, and speak to that thing and renounce it right now in Jesus' name. And get out of agreement with it right now. It's that simple. It's that powerful. We've made the gospel too difficult. Jesus said, in my name, in my name, speak, and it shall be. Now speak to it and get out of agreement with it. In Jesus' name. I'm not going to accept a lie anymore. I'm not have to be that way anymore. In Jesus' name. I don't have to walk in shame or fear. No, I'm coming out of agreement with that. I'm free in Jesus' name. I'm free in Jesus' name. I am free in Jesus' name. I am free from every bondage that's holding me back, holding me down, keeping me from a better life. I renounce it in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You may be seated. Now, I'd be a bad pastor if I don't keep preaching this morning. Because I need to lay out something because the enemy's real. Okay, the enemy's real. Even when I dealt with and got out of agreement with shame, I had to learn the next thing. I'm going to share with you the simplicity of the gospel. We've made the gospel too difficult. I'm going to share with you the simplicity of the gospel to stay free. Then it comes down to what my father said. Don't let the problem be between your ears. Hear what you hear today and then do it. That's what's important. You got to go do it. You got to do what the word says. We need to make no mistake about it. The enemy is waging war against your mind. Against your mind. That's where he wants to chain you up. It's where he wants to put you in bondage and hold you in captivity. He's waging war against your mind. He is bent. He is leading us into bondage and keeping us in captivity. He's bent on it. Let me give you a revelation. In all reality, he doesn't really care if you sit in a chair in this room if he can keep you in captivity. We have to be free. We have to be free. You know why? Because Jesus did so much for us, and there's so many people that need what we have. And we need to be free so we can help them. I love this. Michael Bodie said this, ignorance is the express road to captivity. Go for knowledge. Today, we're going to go for knowledge. We're going to look at the simplicity of the gospel of how we stay free. James, the half-brother of Jesus, commanded in Scripture, resist the devil. Resist the devil. I'm going to say it again. Resist the devil. Well, Pastor, that's a lot of work. That's hard. Resist the devil. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. I got so much stuff coming in. I'd have to just constantly resist the devil. If we would resist the devil, the church would arise to a place that the nation would have to take notice. I believe that. If we would rise up and resist the devil as we should every day, things would change. Resist the devil. That's what James said. In James chapter 4, verse 7, submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. So I'm going to talk about resisting the devil, the simplicity of the gospel about that, concerning the deceiver Satan. Now it says here in James that if I resist the devil, there's a promise. What is that promise? Let's read again, James 4, 7. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, and what's the promise? He will flee from you. Did it say he might flee from you? No, it said he will flee from you. Now, I'm only going to give you two insights this morning because Pastor Rachel is going to bring the third one next week. I'm going to give you two insights. The simplicity of the gospel, how to stay free. Anybody here interested in staying free? Come on, anybody? Do you just like being in captivity? No, we want to stay free. Early on in the Bible, in Matthew, Jesus gave us the key, but we just pass right by it. It says, submit yourselves therefore to God. Number one, run to God. Christian, run to God. First thing every day, run to God. I've shared with you before I get out of bed. I run to God. Well, Pastor, you don't understand. As soon as the alarm goes off, I got to get ready for work. Get up earlier. Run to God. Find a park in the middle of the day. Run to God. Wait till everybody goes to bed. Stay up. Run to God. Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah, but you'll go to sleep. So get up earlier. Church, run to God every day. Not just when something's going on or when something happens. Every day, run to God. James said, submit yourself therefore to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. What's the key to the whole thing? The resist? No, submitting to God. Run to God. Put the power and the teeth behind your words when you resist the devil and he will flee. Our first and greatest defense against the schemes of the deceiver is to live in right relationship with God the Father, and you're going to do that by running to Him every day and being fully submitted to Him. I mean fully submitted to Him. Run to God. James 4, 7 again. Submit yourselves therefore to God. That means that you're fully putting yourself under God's authority. Fully putting ourselves under God's authority. Let me address two things the Holy Spirit brought to me real early this morning. Number one, well, I don't think God can do as good a job as I can. I'm pretty good at what I do, and I'm pretty smart. I think I can get this done better, and I don't really have to spend all that time waiting on God to do something. You're in captivity with pride. Or, here's the big one. You know what? I'll just be honest. I just don't trust God. Well, let's find out why you're in captivity to believing you can't trust God. What happened that put you in this place as a Christian that you just don't trust God? Because there's a couple of things here. God can do everything better than we can. And what I have learned through all the stuff I've been through, God is faithful. I can trust Him. So run to Him every day. Run to Him. Be fully submitted to Him under His authority. Maybe the veil coming off is admitting to God today that I am still in control. And He's not. Maybe the transparency is that I like control. And I need to repent of that and submit myself to God. Let me say it a different way this morning. Stop resisting God and start resisting the devil. Stop resisting God and start resisting the devil. Because so many times we're trying to resist the devil, but we are resisting God, and how do we expect to resist the devil? There's no power in that. We're canceling the power when I resist God. The power I need to what? Resist the devil. We got to quit resisting God so we can resist the devil. Pen truth. Pen truths are revelations and insights that I've received through the years. We can't resist the devil if we're not living in close relationship and intimate communion with God. It's just the truth. Run to God. Number two. Take up the Word of God. Take up the Word. Pen truth. We have the Word of God to fend off the enemy's attacks. Ephesians 6:17 says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. I'm going to keep saying this till I have no more breath. Is this your number one read? Is this your number one thing that you try to memorize in your life? We've all busy. We've all got things we've got to do. There's a lot of things we've got to remember and memorize. But we need to be memorizing and knowing this above all else and everything. How well do I know this book? Because this is the power to resist the devil. There is no other word to resist the devil with. I love it when they came to that demon guy and tried to cast out the demons, and the demon said, well, you know what? Paul we know, Jesus we know, but who are you? You got to know this word. So the enemy says, rut-row, here he comes. And he knows the word. You got to know the word. It's not just my job to know the word. It is the church's responsibility to know the word of God. Let me make a strong statement here. The devil's only real true weapon against us is deception. I'm going to say it again. Satan, the deceiver, the devil's primary weapon, most effective weapon against us is deception. We need to stay in the Word so we will not be deceived. You got to know the Word. 2 Corinthians 11:3, I love this. But I fear at least somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve. And ladies, I fully get it. This thing doesn't weigh down on you. He was standing there. Adam was. He allowed it. He was buying into the deception also. should have stood up. As the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. But I fear, at least somehow, as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your minds may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. The gospel is not difficult. Read and study the gospel so that you will not be deceived. And you have to do it every day. Now, at the beginning portion of Matthew, we have this situation between Jesus and the devil, and Jesus is about to give us everything we need to know about resisting the devil and staying free. But we just pass by that. We just read it. Oh, wow, he had him way up on top of this thing, offering him all this stuff. No, let's understand the power behind the simplicity of the gospel. Matthew 4:4, Jesus, after the devil has tempted him, he said, but he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth from the mouth of God. Matthew 4:7, Jesus said to him, after he tempted him again, it is written, you shall not put the Lord your God to the test. Matthew 4:8-10, then Jesus said to him, be gone, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God, and him only shall you serve. We have to get out of agreement with serving the bondage. We're a prisoner. And the Bible tells me that all I got to do is declare what is written. And if you'll notice, it didn't happen the first time or the second time, but Jesus kept on coming with the Word of God, and the devil left him. Did anybody catch that revelation? Well, I got up this morning, I quoted a scripture. How about get up this morning, quote that scripture, and quote it all day long, quote more with it, get up tomorrow morning and continue to speak the Word of God at the deceiver, and watch him flee. Well, I'll just wait till I come to church, and maybe something will happen at church, and he'll go away. But what about in between? Why suffer? Why don't you take authority and cause the devil to flee? Anybody with me? Speak the Word of God. Jesus resisted the devil how? By the Word. If Jesus used the Word, what should we be doing? Use the Word. Quit looking for another gospel. There's one gospel, and it's correct to start out with. Speak the Word. Know the Word. Memorize the Word. We should meet the devil the same way Jesus met the devil. See, Jesus could have said, okay, I need all the angels from heaven to come whoop up on this boy. So what Jesus did? He taught us how to resist the devil. Jesus did. He taught us how to resist the devil. Psalms 119, 9 through 11 says, how can a young person keep his life pure? May I say, how can all of us keep our life pure? He can do it by holding on to your word. I wholeheartedly search for you. Do not let me wander away from your commandments. I have treasured your promise in my heart so that I may not sin against you. Pen truth, Jesus was able to use God's Word because he knew God's Word. It is our responsibility to know God's Word. Our responsibility as the community of faith. If we're not in the Word, we cannot use it effectively to resist the devil. Well, I heard pastors say What was it? But yet you don't know it for yourself. And you're trying to resist the devil. You got to believe the word. And you grow in your belief the more you spend time in it. In the word. If we are not choosing to be in the word of God, we are leaving ourselves wide open for the deceptions of the deceiver to bring us back into captivity, into a bondage. The word is our lifeline. The word is how we defeat the enemy. There's a promise I need to read. It's found in 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Which are you going to believe? Are you going to believe the lies of the enemy? Or are you going to believe the word of God that says that the Spirit in you is greater than he that's in the world? The Spirit that is in you will guide you, lead you, and direct you on how to know the Word of God and how to memorize it and when to use it. But you're going to have to spend time in God's Word. But you don't understand. I'm just so busy. Get control of your calendar. Take back the calendar. And make time for the thing you need the most, the Word. So you can resist the devil and he will flee. I have the shortest final statement I've ever had, I think, in my whole ministry life. I'm going to give to you today. When Satan knocks, send God's word to answer the door. That's a serious statement. When the enemy comes knocking, why don't you send the word of God to him and watch him run? Instead of just taking it in and going, well, you know, I deserve this. No, you do not. You're a child of God. Resist the devil. Resist the devil. Resist the devil. Run to him every day and know his word. Father, I come to you right now in Jesus' name. I have obeyed you. I know I have. You've been sitting on me for a while with this word. You confirmed that word. You are making it very, very clear that you're angry at the enemy of our life and what he's been doing. You're not angry with us. But it's up to us to turn that thing around by submitting fully to you, taking the veil off, being transparent, and letting you all the way in. And then rising up in your word and resisting the devil. And remembering that I must not get in agreement with the lies of the enemy. I am a child of God. My family shall walk in the ways of the Lord. I don't care what they're doing. They're going to walk in the ways of the Lord. I say it again, devil, they're going to walk in the ways of the Lord. You have to resist him. Now, Father, bind this word, both the prophetic word and this word, and the freedom they've experienced this morning, close, seated to their heart, that they not forget. In Jesus' name.